Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Final hour here on a Friday, Fan Club Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. Cody Tapp, Logan Weber in for Alex Gold, who has released his spinning video of his Caitlin Clark card that has kept him out of work today. Drew Nixon on the other side of the glass. We got Harold Kuntz from Fox 4 in with us. Harold, how are you?
Good. Good to be here.
And then, are you drinking coffee right now?
No, it's tea.
Tea. Yeah. Okay. Do you drink coffee?
I drink a little bit of coffee.
Okay, great news, because we got coffee drinks being made for us today. In the club, our friends over at Parisi, Eric Schmidt, who joins us from I'm pronouncing it right, aren't I?
Parisi.
Okay. Ooh, boy. All of a sudden, I was like, I should have asked. You know, like every once in a while you see a brand name and you're like, that's how you've pronounced it your whole life. You're like, wait, I could have been pronouncing this wrong the entire time. Thanks for coming in, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you making the drinks. I'm going to have you tell us about those here in just a second. Can you believe that? Would you have skipped work if you had 10 grand coming in the mail? What's the deal?
Yeah.
Con sick?
Yep.
We're all in the same boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all agree. I'd love to give him a hard time and be like, I can't believe you missed work. I would have had to skip so fast.
Yeah. I mean, and I could return the next day and nobody knows?
Of course. Come
on. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you just cut
it. That's a family decision. That's a business decision.
Yeah. I'm not trying to get like some light fingered postal worker or like, I don't know what the hell's going to happen. Yeah. I want that thing in my hands.
Yeah.
Get it sent off before we get somewhere. Yeah. I'm not risking it. Eric, why don't you tell us a little bit about the coffee drinks you're going to make us, and then I want to ask you guys about the jersey stuff for the NFL because terrified they're going to screw up the Chiefs once, Harold. I mean, there's just so many ways it can go bad. So we got to talk about that here in a minute. What kind of drinks we got today?
Oh, we've got some cool little coffee cocktails going on. So we've got a classic espresso martini, but we do a different take on ours, a little bit different than what you see at most places these days. We've also got a Carajillo, which is a nice, fun little drink. Yeah, that one's new.
I don't know that one. What's in that?
It's up and coming. It's really simple. It's usually made out of some kind of espresso and liquor 43, or 43, if you want to go that route. But it's a nice, sweet, candy-like coffee drink. Absolutely delicious. If you get it at the cafe, though, we light it on fire.
Oh, why are we doing that?
Well, we can't light stuff on fire here. That's no good. So I didn't bring my torch either.
We did sparklers. We did sparklers once when we brought that bottle of Dom. We had the two bottles of Dom. We had sparklers. So I'm not really sure what the rules are. We're probably not supposed to light stuff
on the window.
The engineers are listening, you know. We're probably not supposed to do it. Okay, what's the last one?
I've got a cold fashioned. So it's a cold brew old fashioned. So
okay, these sound great.
They're fantastic.
We've got you on video if you want to see it over on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, or Facebook. I mean, mix away, Eric, and then you can join in the conversation as we kind of continue in this stuff. So
all right,
whatever you are they already made?
Made, but I got to shake them with some ice and pour them in glasses for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Great. Don't even worry. You can leave the microphone on. That's just classic. Like,
yes.
We're on radio.
Yeah.
Give them the sound.
Natural sound.
Bartender ambiance.
Nat sound. Big deal.
Nat sound.
Nat sound. Actually, it's so funny. Harold and I both teach. He actually teaches a class I used to teach at Avila. And then I had to quit it when I was leaving to become the Royals Insider. I was going to be out of town for six weeks. And then I think you were the direct replacement. Maybe there was like a teacher in between us.
I'm not sure. Well, there was Tim for a while, and then Tim left somewhere. So now, I mean, maybe the guy after Tim.
So there's somebody.
Tim was doing double duty.
Oh. What's the name of the class you teach there?
Oh, sports reporting and broadcast.
Okay. So I did teach that class at some point. Yeah. And then now I teach two classes. I teach one at UMKC. I'll teach two in the semester. Are you done?
Yeah, I do one each semester. So, yeah. So, I mean, I'm done. The only thing I do now is grade.
Before we talk, that takes forever. That's the longest part of the entire job. Before we talk.
I got good kids this year, so it's actually going pretty smooth.
Oh, so but you're not saying you have good kids every year.
No, but this semester, good kids.
Yeah. So I wanted to bring this up because, and this is like a totally different thing, but like the way we were talking about this, we'll talk about the football stuff in a minute. Logan, because he's a, you know, he works for us, but it's still like, you know, there's a part-time element to it, right?
Got to get
the check. We've all been in media in the early part of our career. He's been doing a lot of substitute teaching.
Oh, I used to sub-teach, man.
And he went a rant before the show today of how difficult. He said elementary school kids were easier than the high school kids.
Yes, that is 100% correct.
Dude, there's no cell phone policies anymore.
That's 100% correct. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, 10 years ago when I was going through school, everybody had cell phones, but teachers and administrations and school districts said, hey, you can't have them out during class, during lunch, during passing period. Those don't exist any. I have children answering phone calls during class from other students in the building. I'm like, it's one thing if it's a text. It's one thing if it's a text you're answering or if you're Googling something. I have kids watching TikTok videos and answering phone calls in the middle of their history classes. I'm like, this is mind-boggling to me.
Answered an out loud phone call?
Yes,
twice.
Because they do not care about your feelings.
Twice.
I've just told my kids that if you're going to get on your phone, leave.
Thank you.
Like, whatever. It's cool. If you got to take a phone call, just dip.
Any kid K through 12 hears the word substitute, it's about the third. And you're done. It's like right when you get to like this third, fourth grade era, that little section where they're like, oh, we're not Mrs. Krabapple. You're like, we know this now. So it's like, oh, Cody, you're four right now, bud.
Yeah, my drink's right to the brim.
Yeah, but that's when you realize it's not Mrs. Krabapple anymore. That's when you know they're like, oh, we don't care. And it's like having a substitute teacher is also like the way of saying the teacher you have doesn't care either. Like,
but Logan's there to teach.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Logan's not Mrs. Krabappel. Like, it's over.
Dang.
Yeah. And they got their phones out. They have unlimited disposal of intelligence. And I made the mistake one time. Yeah. I'm like, hey, I'm Mr. Weber. We went through about 25 minutes of class. And one of them asked me what my first name was. And I made the mistake of giving it to him. And all of a sudden, they've got my Facebook and Twitter profiles. Yeah. And they're going down asking me my wife's name.
They're looking at their profiles?
Yes, dude. It's ridiculous.
Eric, have you ever talked?
Yeah, I talk. Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I used to teach music lessons,
actually. Nice. You nodded like you were like,
so
you understood the plight of the teacher. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, I used to teach all four ages teachers. Of drums. So I used to teach private lessons for drums, and then I would teach small groups as well.
That's not bad.
I agree, though, with the elementary student age, they are much easier to work with.
Yeah.
The high school students have too much pride. They're hard to teach, I think.
So my whole thing is like, I've only ever taught college. I've got a brother who teaches the high school level. I got a sister who teaches the elementary school level. So like, I've seen the levels. My biggest problem with why I couldn't teach high school is that I get in trouble. I like teaching college because I can be like, listen, dumbass. And like, I can just be blatantly honest with them. Like, hey, like there was a, you know, like you get a C in the class. Like, hey, how did I get a C? I'm like, I don't know. You got a C. Really good. Yeah, really good. This the espresso martini?
Espresso martini.
How do you guys make it different? It's quite a bit foamier.
Yeah, they should all be foamy if you do it right. But we use Five Farms Irish cream.
Oh, yeah.
From our friends over at Holiday. They're great.
Nice.
We use a lot of their stuff. But so we do like an espresso cream martini. Most of them don't have that component. So they're fantastic when you add that little touch in there.
Really, really good.
And of
good
course, like the thing that really sets it apart is our espresso in the espresso martini is actually good. So we do our fresh espresso brewed every time. If you go to like a restaurant, most of them have one of those machines where you push a button and then some stuff comes out.
Yeah.
And they call it
like
an espresso.
A pie.
Yeah. It's not very good, so having like true good fresh espresso, game changer.
I back to the teaching for a minute. It is very good.
Yeah.
I very much enjoy the cocktail. The way it's so funny, like the two biggest complaints I have. One is I can't, and maybe you guys can help me, I can't for the life of me convince a kid to turn something in on time.
It's
borderline
hard. It's hard.
Unbelievable.
At this point it's just like, are you dedicated or not? Yeah.
Like, it's not even that.
Although spring semester
is better than fall
semester. Dude, it's a
project-based class. We got no tests.
Yeah.
Like, we got no papers.
Yeah.
All I'm asking you to do is turn in a podcast. Like, just physically turn something in. I allow edits of anything you turn in. So if you turn in a piece of garbage that day, you can still fix it.
Yeah. I got to go back to the sub-teaching. I got one quick story on this. So when I was doing, I was in the No Child Left Behind schools back in Nashville. So they gave you an extra like $40 because they were like, you know, the schools that were kind of crappy.
They just figured, and then I had otherwise you were going to quit.
I had the master's degree too, so I got extra money there. So all told, I was getting like, you know, $120, $140 just for a day, and which was pretty cool.
Yeah,
just
not
for
bad,
a day.
For sub.
Yeah, for subbing. And, but I mean, I had a kid who had a cousin, and like, it was like Ray Ray and Pookie and them. They were waiting outside, and this kid was in middle school. Now, middle school, that's worse than high school.
That's the worst time of anyone's life.
Because
that's why. That's just a single hand.
They think in about 2 years, they think they can beat you up. That's the thing. They all think they can beat you up because they're just growing into their, you know.
Yeah.
12-year-olds are ruthless.
And they think they can beat you up, especially if they got size on you. They don't know the difference between, like, you know, grown man strength or not. Like, if they think they got size, they think they can kick your butt.
And they're trying to? Are they like testing you?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, they're awful.
This is my nightmare.
Yeah. So,
I mean, they're awful to each other, right? Like, middle school kids are worse to each other than high school kids are to each other. So, how do you expect them to react towards a teacher or a sub?
They had to, like, lean on me and chain door lock all the doors. Like, I'm just like, this is not, like, this is supposed to be a safe environment. Like, this is not. Like,
because
it's like, I left Isaac Litton Middle School. And I'm thinking to myself, there are a couple people out there that are looking at me, because apparently I've been described as an individual of that needs to be taken care of.
My God.
Yes.
Goodness. Yeah.
Do you like teaching college okay then,
yeah,
I guess?
Yeah, no, college is fine, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I like it. It's good. This is only the second semester I've been at UMKC. Yeah. Next semester, I agreed to take on a second class, and I can't decide whether or not that's a good idea or not. I can't figure out whether that's a good idea.
You talk about high school being better than elementary school. Or elementary school being better than high school. Middle school is worse than high school.
Oh, agreed.
Again.
It's a strong 1-2-3 elementary school, high school, middle school.
I stand by the same logic. Let's all agree to this. And, like, we're not even speaking for the, you know, like, someone who, like, you know, a woman in this case, which I'm sure it's also, it's the single worst years of your life. Your body's all weird.
Yeah.
Like you think you got it all figured out. You're not even close.
Then there's
everyone's
the ones
mean as hell.
Yes.
You're going through like weird stuff style-wise. Like you got no rhythm for what you're.
You're starting to find your influences.
Yeah.
That's what really it comes down to.
Like you're just guessing.
You're starting to realize you're a Taylor Swift fan. You're starting to realize you're a Beyonce fan.
But some of that stuff doesn't even stick.
You start to try to dress like them, act like them, talk like them because you're looking for somebody. It ain't gonna be your mom, or it ain't gonna be your aunt.
Yeah.
So you're looking for somebody that you can see.
Yeah, you got a cell phone now, unfettered internet access. You're discovering music and movies and television shows that your parents would never let you watch if they were around. Oh,
only difference is my parents had no rules pretty much anyway, so that like I'll say this. Not much in the rule department, the Tap family. I'm 6 of 7, so they just kind of gave up by the time I came around.
Cody, how about this top text? Friend quit being a high school teacher. Some of his kids found out his Tinder profile and printed it off and posted it.
Yeah, that's awful.
That's it. That's
you can't print off his Tinder profile. That's
and
just
I can only imagine right now with all the accent. Like, hell, I'm talking about these stories, and this is like early 2000s.
Yeah, but
I didn't have a cell phone in middle school, and it was still an awful time.
I have kids in class asking me, like, what my wife does for a living because they found my Facebook profile.
That's
they're asking me about what my younger brother and sister do, and where's this photo from? And I'm
it happens
in
college.
God, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Just because you gave him your first name?
Just because
never again.
That was a one-time mistake, I assure you.
I always thought we at Fox 4 should hire, like, a high schooler that's so good at investigating these things because we'd find everything on TikTok before hell everybody else knew about, before the cops knew about it, because like these little 12, 13 year olds are so good at it. It's like, hey, what's your name? Jacob. Oh, okay. 3 arrest warrants. And they're like, man, why'd you go to that military institute when you were a kid? I'm like, huh?
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't found my college transcripts at this point.
They'll find everything.
Man, this is a bleak start to
it's
the
crazy,
fan club.
It's crazy.
I don't realize how crazy it is.
Cody,
Eric, do you have kids?
Yeah, I do.
How old?
5 and 9.
Okay, we're not. We're right. Really close.
Now
I've got a 6 and an 8-year-old.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So like ours are in the pre-cell phone part of life, but like that's the crazy thing is like, I don't know. Like I feel like I need to be able to get to at least middle school without giving a kid a cell phone.
I mean,
they're making it harder.
I hope that cell phones just go away by the time my kids are old enough to have them. So
the only perk is like being able to essentially low-jack them. You know. Like, at the very least, like, if I give my kid, a fifth grader, a cell phone, at least I can contact him. Right now, if I take her to a dance competition, and she's with her friends and all this stuff, I might not see her for 2 hours. I don't know. She's eight. I'm not exactly sure what she's like. I'm assuming someone's keeping an eye on her, but I don't have any like recourse to actually be in contact with her.
Father,
and like, and look, I'm just kidding, dude. In
the 90s,
it was a lot different. I'd be gone for 8 straight hours in the middle of a summer day and nobody thought any different of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like at like certain events, it'd be nice to just be like, no. No, for sure. Yeah. Where
they,
you're
do,
at.
They do make phones like that nowadays.
Yeah, they like, make those like fire, those yeah. like ones that yeah. like essentially just call like two
yeah,
things.
That, yeah, you literally just put the phone, yeah. yeah, you just put the number in there and it just has like a picture of the person's face. Like I know people that are dealing with like dementia or Alzheimer's. And I've heard of parents buying their kids phones like that yeah. in like elementary and yeah. early middle school. This doesn't surprise, I knew this was going to happen at some point, Cody. Somebody in the text line just said, Cody, I'm conflicted. I might need to call the police. It looks like you're serving alcohol to a minor.
Okay.
There you
They're
go.
Just picking on Logan.
That's me, baby. Right. It's me. I'm 27. I know I look 12.
27,
leave
you can rent
alone.
A car. That's a full adult.
It's true. It's true. My brain, my cerebral cortex is fully developed at this point.
A student thought I was 28 years old the other day, and I was about 28. To give them an A
Thank
on
you.
The spot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to look 30 at 50. So, I yeah. mean, at least there's that for yeah. me. But right, I remember in college, I had a lady that stood behind my car. I was 21 years old. She stood behind my car because she didn't think I was old enough to have a driver's license.
Let's make this really awkward for you, Logan. Since Logan and I barely know each other, he's worked at the station for a few months. We haven't had a chance to host together. This is our first time hosting together because Alex is out. I want you to try to guess the age of every person in this room. And then they'll tell you their real age. So think carefully. Oh, you know, Harold's not 28, so you're at least good there. Yeah. You could start with Will. He's here with Parisi. He's on the backside. I know how old Will is because my brother. So okay. like I've got a vague idea. He can at least he can tell you a higher
okay.
or lower.
I would put him somewhere between late 40s, early 50s. I'd say around my dad's age.
Pretty good.
It's probably
good.
About where I'd put it.
Pretty good. How about Eric?
I would put Eric mid to late 30s.
Wow.
I would say somewhere okay. between 35 and 37.
So I mean,
you're a little overshooting it here.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, a little overshooting. How yeah. old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay, so you're a little
I think it's the beard that, the beard
helps.
Yeah, the beard kind of helped
yeah,
with that
I've
one.
I've had it for yeah. 10 years, and that's for a reason.
Okay, yeah. fair.
You're trying to
Absolutely.
Age yourself up.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like you it. Actually don't mind that he says 35. Makes you feel more
yeah,
like...
Yeah, it feels a little
usually
better.
Usually get the opposite side.
I mean, I wish I could grow one. It's impossible for me. I'm just going to be baby-faced forever.
When I got married, I stopped shaving, and that was on purpose. So I wanted to look a little bit older.
That's funny.
How old official. Do you think Harold is?
I would probably put Harold in that same category, mid to late 30s.
You got the late 30s, right?
Okay.
Do you know how old I am?
I would say late 30s.
Okay. I'm 40.
Really?
Late 40s. Late 30s is close enough. 40 yeah. is late 30s, essentially.
Yeah.
If you're being nice to yourself.
I'm 40 in 2 months, so yeah.
All right. Yeah, and everybody, would, if I hadn't said my age, would say I'm 19. And I'm actually
guessed,
in my late 20s.
I would guess like 25. Yeah. I would have guessed like a little bit younger than you are, but yeah. not like...
Probably 24, 25.
Way younger.
Yeah.
Part of it had just been like we did this whole show today, so like some of the things you said would have put some...
Would age me a little bit higher? All right.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
No, right. a lot of times I do get like younger 30s.
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah
I got the black don't crack. But yeah.
I definitely feel like you look younger than I look.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel like we're the same age, even though we're the same age. Yeah. I'm like, Harold's a little younger
that,
than
yeah.
me.
Trust my knees are about 67, though. That's the problem.
Yeah. Mine yeah. are bad, too. Yeah. Hey, Eric, let us know. I'm going to ask you guys about the Chiefs uniform stuff in a minute, but tell me, what's the second drink you just poured us?
This
is it the cold old fashioned?
Cold fashioned.
Mm. Okay. Old fashioned. I'd like this one, too. Did you get a second one yet, Harold?
I got the first. Here. Let me get
Oh, let's get you a little cold fashioned.
Second one's a little stronger than the first one.
It
in
is,
in my view. Yeah,
it absolutely is. So that uses also from Friends at Holiday the bottled and bond bourbon.
Oh, okay.
It's incredible. Ooh. And then we make our cold brew concentrate for yeah. that.
This is right. This is like the more sophisticated way of like in your 20s, you're drinking Red Bull and vodka. You're like, I'd like some coffee yeah, and some alcohol.
This is the coffee I'm taking.
But
to
I don't
work
want Four Loko yeah. and I don't want Red Bull and vodka. Can I have like? Can I have a little caffeine with my alcohol, yeah. but not like get carried away with it?
Yeah, this one's socially acceptable.
Yeah, that's it.
Good.
Those two, that also ages me. The fact that I had the original Four Loko at some point.
You want a mixed drink, not a frat mixed drink.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, it's harder. Like every once in a while, we have one of these drinks at like 1 o'clock on this show. And like, I go home, I want to take a nap. Starts wiping me out.
Oh, there's like, been a couple times.
I get a little tired.
There's been a couple times back in the previous iteration of the show. And I guess you can't say that name anymore, but. There have been a couple times, you know, I had one or two, and I was like...
Club 610?
Yeah, I didn't know if you were allowed to say
that. I don't really care. I still argued to call it the Buzz, but nobody wanted to call it that.
Like,
I don't know why.
Well, speaking of Buzz, yeah, there was a few times I go back and I'm like...
Why?
We got a couple. I mean,
we'll get back into it. But I'm like,
Alex, should I have been behind the wheel?
Is that Q W E art? That's a weird word, Cordy. Whoa,
We've had some fun in the fan club more than a few times. A little club 610 days. That's I think the neon light's going to be in the garage sale this year.
Oh.
The Cutting Gold Garage Sale. The old neon light.
Is that what the one with the Negro Leagues Museum?
Yep. Yep. That supports the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Yep. That'll be coming up. We'll announce the date on that here pretty soon, honestly. Just for anybody who's curious when it will be, we will announce the date on that very, very soon. I want to ask you about the NFL's announcement today that they're going to go the same way. And this is not surprising. The NBA and Major League Baseball have already made a lot of money in merchandising and in the promotion of these events. They're going to do their version of City Connect. They're calling it Rivalries. I'm not really sure what they're calling it that, but they're calling it Rivalries. And it'll be their version of City Connect. The Chiefs, and I thought about this for my entire life. One person pointed out one example that I had forgotten about. In 2009, when the Chiefs wore the Dallas Texans throwback, which essentially looked like the Chiefs jerseys on the bottom and the top,
yeah,
but the helmets had the Texans. But the Chiefs essentially have no variation in their uniform at all for the last 60 years. So they are the most fascinating case study of, can you not screw this up? I actually think they should make it nothing like a Chiefs uniform. They should do like some of the baseball teams do it and do it so, like, not even the same colors. No red, no yellow, no white, or maybe white, but like none of the normal colors, and just do something completely off board. Because I feel like if you try to stick to the color scheme, it's going to look weird or off or off-putting. Is anybody else fascinated by like what the Chiefs rivalry uniform like? And they're not on the first year.
Well, I mean, they're only
AFC East and NFC West.
Yeah. I think they're the third year. The only reference I see is like, well, let's take the Royals. You know, the traditional cursive Royal.
Oh, cursive,
and
okay.
And they switched over to like the KC logo with the fountains. And I mean, if you're from Kansas City, you kind of understand it. But then some people, like, you know, I had to tell a lot of people, they're like, what's that jersey? I'm like, well, it's the City of Fountains. And then you go into the whole story like, oh, I didn't know it was the City of Fountains. Like, you know, most people outside of the metro, like, know it for barbecue, but fountains is maybe something. Fountains and jazz, I've always thought, are things that people don't immediately recognize Kansas City with until
we
you're there.
We do when we're in the city, yeah. Jazz is, like, just a huge part of the culture.
So, I mean, but what I thought was, I was like, let's go way out of the box. And you know how, like, Andy said, when it's grim, be the Grim Reaper. Make Grim Reaper-like jerseys, you know, like black with, like, an outline or something like that.
If make them kind of tough or something.
If you want to go crazy like that, I mean, it's a one-off. Everybody will get freaked out, but, like, just go for, like, try to make it the coolest jersey possible.
The only other way I could figure it out is if they just do Monarchs. You honor the Negro Leagues, you honor this, and you choose any of the iterations of the Monarchs you want. You
That's
do it like the way they did the Bulls. You turn the Monarchs red and black, and you turn it into a football jersey. I don't know. Like, it's tough.
Yeah.
Because football, you don't put the name on the front either, so, like, that would look weird.
Yeah. And football,
if you choose a jersey where Chiefs is across their chest, it's going to look funky. I mean,
basketball's kind of found a way where they can make 9 different jerseys.
Yeah.
Baseball's got 3 or 4 now. I mean, 4 or 5 now. Football's the only one, especially like in the college ranks. I mean, even if you're not like the Penn State, Alabama's, Oklahoma's, like Kansas is going to change some jerseys from time to time.
Yeah.
Missouri, you know, they'll go yellow, they'll go black, they'll change the.
Yeah, we like the big block M and the circus font.
They'll do the old tiger. Like, they do a couple mix and matches, but like. Alabama's not changing their jersey anytime soon. Penn State's not changing their jersey anytime soon. And like Oklahoma's not changing OU. Like certain people, Nebraska's not changing.
Someone
their
said, end. "Can the Chiefs be exempt from these uniforms? Like the Yankees don't do the City Connect."
Yeah, like
Chiefs would be the only team in the league you could actually make the argument for.
That's true because I mean they're one of the original AFL franchises and everything. But even like the Bills, they're another original AFC AFL. They've changed their white and they've gone from red and blue to white, and I just think the Chiefs are such a like. There's no real variation off of their jersey.
So just do something completely
like,
unique?
You got to do completely. There's like, unless they did like a yellow jersey with red numbers or something like, there's nothing you could really do. Like,
Yeah. Are you from KC, Eric?
I grew up in South Central Kansas.
Okay. You grew up a Chiefs fan?
Yeah. I was always watching
South Central
the Chiefs.
Kansas, that's a pretty likely Chiefs fan.
I mean, yeah. I always grew up watching the Chiefs with my dad, Priest Holmes, and back in those days.
Like, I was just trying to think about, like, there is no variation.
Okay, so, like.
But don't put the fountains on there. I'm begging.
Yeah.
I'm not. Plus, like, somebody had said earlier on Twitter, and I agree. I'd rather it, like, have a rack of ribs on it than an. I can't take another fountain jersey.
So I'm saying. Just
I can't look at another fountain jersey. They're not working. We've tried.
But like, okay, what do you do if you're, like, a newish team, like the Panthers or the Jaguars? Or, like, okay. What's the Titans throwback uniforms? Everybody in Houston gets pissed off when they see the Titans uniforms.
You know their City Connect is going to have like a treble clef.
It's going to be like a guitar. Yeah,
it's going to be a guitar. It's going to have like a. It's going to have like a music.
Yeah, music. It's going to be a Music City.
They
can
do that, but like they could do that. But I'm saying like,
but fountains and barbecue don't play on a jersey.
No.
How do you make it Like, without looking like the, like, giveaway, like the Runza jerseys for the Storm Chasers, tell me how you do the things Kansas City is known for on a jersey that makes sense.
I could, but Fountains, you could do it. I know you don't want to see it, but Fountains is the
one you
can do.
One's finally worked, but the Fountains one, like, so many other versions of it.
Yeah.
I'm worried it's going to look more than the City Connect Royals that have worked out.
You could do Jazz.
It's going to be closer to that, like, hat that the Royals sent out from New Era a couple years ago. With just the random area codes and the pig and the saxophone on it, Harold. I'm more worried about that than
the saxophone.
Than like it actually looking good.
Saxophone. Could we see them lean into like a more like Native American heritage thing? Like
no, they've separated themselves.
Yeah,
they're going to go the opposite.
Yeah. Warhorse
people were asking
on
for
the
like the headdress
helmet.
They're trying to go as far away from themselves as possible on that.
One thing you could consider though, the Native American color, which is like kind of the aqua blue, they could use that as a color. It could.
But because they're trying to...
They're like, trying to distance themselves, but say as a color, it works.
Yeah.
As a color.
You do like that turquoise.
Yeah, the turquoise. Yeah, it does. As a color, it works. Yeah.
Oh, I think there we go. I got it. Somebody said they should all just dress up like Chiefsaholic.
Like in the Wolf?
That's it. That's the alternate. That's the rival jersey.
Do Wolf costumes. Honor our heritage. You know?
Wolfsaholic
honor
costumes.
Our heritage. Our Wolf, our Chiefsaholic heritage. We've reached a new level.
If they stole... By the way, if they stole... We said this earlier in the show. If they stole anybody's... color scheme, the best color scheme in the city is the current.
Yeah.
The best those color scheme in the, it's better than, and I would say that knowing I like the Royals, like it's better than any color scheme in the city. The current color scheme is incredible.
Yeah, the team, the teal. Oof.
Are you going to be out there tonight? I don't know. Well, like, I don't know if everybody knows this. There's a, they're trying to set a world record for attendance for a women's rugby match tonight. Is that right?
Something like that, yeah.
There's some like they're going for a world record. I don't remember the exact details.
I mean, they're still
it.
Selling seats, last I checked.
So I saw that, like I said, they were trying to set. I don't know whether they were doing or not.
They're trying to sell out.
But there's a U.S. women's rugby
attempt for Rugby World Cup in 2031. The Kansas City to be a site, which would make for the Men's World Cup, the Women's World Cup, and the Rugby World Cup. So like,
Senator America, Mayor Mar, how does she pronounce her last name?
Aloha Mar, yeah.
She was very popular around the Olympics time. She had like a huge following. I think she had that massive part of it.
You know, the Rugby 7-on-7, she had that massive run where she ran
and
over.
And she was on Dancing with the Stars and everything else in between. Mm-hmm. So like, she just got a lot of popularity. Good time to capitalize off it.
Yeah, it's the U.S. record they're trying to break. Highest attended women's rugby match in U.S. history.
The original NIL for her. How NIL was supposed to be. Oh, you're popular. Make some money off your name.
There you go.
When we come back, we'll try a third cocktail from Parisi, another coffee based cocktail. Plus, let's talk a little Royals baseball. They've won 9-10. They start a game against the Orioles tonight. Talk some Royals coming up next. Back in here on a Fan Club Friday, Cody Tab, Logan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Weber with you, Drew Nixon on the other side of the glass. We got Eric Schmidt from Parisi Coffee making us a couple of cocktails. Harold Kuntz from Fox 4 in. Do you make them call you when you we asked you about teaching earlier? Mr. Kuntz? Or you
usually,
go by Harold?
Harold or Professor?
Oh, Harold or Professor.
Professor.
I get asked at the beginning of every semester and I say I don't care. You want to call me Professor? Mostly Professor, I feel like, sticks more than anything else because they feel like they get stuck in no man's land.
Yeah.
They don't want to call me Mr. Tap.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with...
I think age is
like,
part of it, too.
In our line of work, you're going to call people by their first names, whether if you're 20 years old, first year, like a part-time editor is still going to call me Harold, even though he might be just out of UCM.
Yeah.
And I'm been there forever. So like that, we just get used to calling people by their first
name. In a professional setting. Yeah, professional setting, first or last name, some version of.
Unless I was like the boss. In that case, it would be Mr. Koontz.
Mrs. feels like primary school, right? Yeah. That's a middle school, high school, elementary school sort of thing. When you get into a college or a secondary education, right? It's more of a professional environment where professor just seems to make a lot more sense in terms of respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. Just curious. Let's talk a little Royals baseball. What's the third cocktail you're going to make, though, Eric? Oh, hold on. His mic's not on. Let's see. Drew's probably got you covered.
Yeah,
go ahead.
This is the Carajillo.
Oh, okay, the Carajillo.
Yep.
Okay. That was the one with the, remind me the ingredients now.
Liquor 43.
That's it.
And we use cold brew concentrate as an espresso substitute.
Okay.
It's not hot, and it blends up a little bit nicer with the Liquor 43.
Nice, okay.
It's delicious.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have that in just a second. We'll give you a little feedback on that. I was telling him in the break, I was like, coffee drink is not one I go to at the bar. Like, it's not my immediate thought to have it. And then when I start drinking them, I'm like, yeah, this is exactly what I'm looking for.
Solid. Yeah, I'm more of like when I go to a bar, it's just get me a beer.
I gotta go to my kids' school carnival
tonight.
So you
are 21 years old.
Get
a little light buzz going or something before this kid's school.
I'm a Michelob Ultra guy. Yeah, it's basically water.
Yeah, 21 years old. Yeah.
One day you'll grow up. Be a real boy.
Hey, I sometimes I'll do like
Misters like 2 years ago?
Like a Jack Daniels or a Southern Comfort on the rocks occasionally.
Let
just like
guess.
A straight
Let
whiskey
guess.
Or
at
bourbon.
At restaurants, you get chicken tenders.
Yeah, all right.
Whoa, come on now. No, I'm not chicken tenders. I'm not just a plain cheeseburger guy, all right? That's not me. No, I like to expand the palate a little bit. I'm just not a huge alcohol guy. Just sort of naturally.
Isn't there phases to like, you know, when you go to a bar and order, like when you're young, you're like, let me get the Bud Light or the Coors Light.
I just mentioned Red Bull and vodka in my early 20s. I've been that like 20 years.
Yeah, and then you eventually get to like the I'm graduated, I'm fancy, I'm gonna get an IPA phase.
And then you get
and
bourbon.
And then you get to like the I'm gonna get a bourbon and like I might go middle shelf one day. And then finally you just get to like the age of just like just give me whatever the hell's on tap.
Red Bull and vodka. That's my heart rate increased just hearing you say that. Like I could feel my heart outside my chest.
Oh dude, you'd be awake. That was the day. Everyone was drinking that in fairness. And it'd be 2:30 in the morning after you'd pounded like eight of those after a night out.
Just can't sleep.
And you're hammered drunk and the heart's beating out of the chest. And I don't drink energy drinks at all under any other circumstance. Oh, yeah, so like in addition to that, just absolutely kicking your ass.
Just wired, man.
I've been very honest on this during the fan club or anything else. I am an equal opportunity drinker. I like bourbon. I like beer. I drink wine. I drink whatever you got, I'm interested.
The key is don't drink like all five of those like back to back to back to back to back. That's professionalism right there.
Stick to a plan.
Stick up,
whatever your plan is that night, stick to that plan, and then you're probably okay.
If you got wine and bourbon and vodka and whiskey and Coors Light mixed in together, not good the next night. Not good.
I really like this one too, by the way. Yeah, I'm enjoying all these.
What's the
cocktails.
Ingredients on the one you just gave?
It's really simple. Yeah. It's either espresso or cold brew concentrate, and we use Liquor 43.
Liquor 43.
Garnish it with some cinnamon and Italian cherry.
Yeah, I can taste the cinnamon in it.
So you garnish with a little cinnamon? That makes sense.
Yeah. Cool. So what we'll do is put like an ounce of the Liquor 43 in the glass, and then some cinnamon powder. We'll light that on fire, and then burn the cinnamon and shake it up so it kind of goes up into the air and all the fiery cinnamon rises up. It's super cool.
You can make an impressive drink later for your wife, Harold. Yeah. Just like a on fire. Hey,
guess what I learned today, sweetie?
Pyrotechnics.
Stand back.
By the way, if it's anything I know, it's wives love when you take risky chances with lighting drinks on fire at home.
Well, she's going to a fancy, I guess there's some big thing at Union Station tonight. You got to invite to go to this fancy.
Hey, I'll be there. Yeah. We're serving cocktails there tonight.
So I'll tell her to look out.
Eric, I can't speak for you.
I don't even know. She told me like three times. I still can't remember what it is.
Yeah, so the Harvesters Festival event is tonight. They're doing the dinner for the fundraiser.
Yeah, she got like a free ticket to this thing. She gets to do fun stuff on Friday night. Yeah. And I get to do Fox 4 News after a UFL game.
Yeah, and you'll be in a rugby match for at least a little bit. I can't speak for you, Eric, but I at least know the other three of us all married up. We all married smarter, more capable women than us. And probably why we all end up in media is a result of that. Yeah, we're just like, you know what? Let's all find people better than
they're
us.
They're just like dealing with us at this point. They're like, eh.
They'd have no trouble finding someone after if we were gone. No. But like, the other version would be like, I don't know about this Cody guy. This ain't going
to
work out.
Every now and again, you have to ask her, like, you sure about this? Like, you made the right choice,
there
right?
There are other options available to you, and you should be looking at them.
Yeah,
but thanks.
I'm there every day.
I'm good. Yeah.
My wife's addicted to coffee, so I'm her coffee supplier. So I feel like that keeps me in a good place for a while. So.
Like, that would only work for me. My wife's a librarian. That would only work if I like worked at a Barnes and Noble. Like, I don't like supplier books.
You've been married what, 6, 7 years? Eight?
No, longer than that. I've been married for 12 this summer.
12? Yeah, I'm at 9.
I'll hit 10 this summer.
10.
Yep.
Okay.
And you're at.
He's only been married
I've been married close to 2 years, but my wife and I have been together for 11 years.
That's fair. Yeah. So we're all pretty long term in this.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, we're all pretty locked in. Yeah. I think.
Man, I fooled my wife in high school, right? Before she even knew there were other options that existed.
I knew my wife in middle school. So, I mean,
wow. I met my wife in middle school. It's not like we've been together that whole time, but we've known each other since then.
Yeah, I met my wife in college.
Man, we all go way the hell back. Yeah. This is not the normal way. Just, if you're single, you're going to have to.
For those listening at home and on the text line, this is not normal. Like, four guys, committed relationship, very happy. Everything's going well. Married up. Like, this is like, when they say, like, 4 out of every 10, we are the 4 out of every 10.
This is like one of those, like, special events that happen in, where they're like, all four moons line up and it makes a smiley face. Yeah. Like, wow, what a day for us.
It's a solar eclipse in the studio.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the Royals. They have won 9 of 10 games. Yep. This always goes back to the same thing. And this is not meant to be a knock on anybody who's a fan, but this is where you just can't bury a team too early. They're still not even playing regularly good offense, Harold.
Nope.
But this is a team that can win because they know who they are.
Yeah.
They know who they are. They pitch. And now, this year, they don't have to just win versus like a guy goes 7 innings of one-run baseball. The bullpen's kicking ass, too.
Yeah. So
it's like twofold.
The Saturday night game, I should plug, is on Fox 4 against the Orioles. It's the America's Game of the Week. And I got to talk to Ken Rosenthal earlier today, noted baseball guy.
Yeah.
And he was saying, like, it's amazing how much when you saw the Seth Lugos of the world and the Michael Wacha's coming in and Cole Reagan's, and you're like, okay, at least they're trying. Let's see how it plays out. And like, it's played out really well over the past couple. I mean, Cole Reagan's might be one of underrated. I mean, this is not my words. This is Rosenthal's word. He thinks Reagan's might be one of the best signings in the last 2 years.
He's going to end up, depending on how this goes, he might be one of the single greatest trades the Royals have ever made.
Yeah. And
maybe the single greatest.
And I tend to agree because, I mean, obviously, having the little small injury aside with the groin. And, who comes in? Noah Cameron, who goes 6 1/3, no hit innings. I mean, it's, you think about where we were with the Royals 3-4 years ago with their pitching staff. Thinking, all right, we're waiting for these like
and the can Brady they develop Singer, a starter? And they all were coming all up and doing guys, bad,
and then they're all it wasn't working, and now Chris Bubich has turned a corner as a clear,
turned a corner with Singer before he left.
4-5 starter. Michael Lorenzen's playing great, and he's jacked. I mean, Michael Lorenzen is one of those guys you look at, you're like, oh my gosh, you don't skip by someday.
No.
And then the three that you have, and Wacha spoke so highly of like he wanted to return to the team last year, and he is, and he's performing at a great level too. I mean, look. It's very comforting feeling knowing you go to the ballpark every day. It's like, hey, if we score 4 runs, we got a real good shot at this thing.
Speaking of Jack, by the way.
Real good shot at this thing.
We're going to go watch Jack Caglione play baseball tomorrow in Springfield. You want to come? 96.5thefan.com. $10 tickets.
Give us some footage.
We got 200. I'll get you some. We got 220 people.
I hope
scheduled
I hope
right now to go down there.
I hope you get a Jack just for
I know,
your purposes.
Beg it, please. Yeah. Please, I don't ask this much in this world, I don't think.
And you got to make a scene out there, too, because he's got to know you guys. He's going to be like, who's this? Who are these people? Like, he's got to go over there, get some signatures, talk to them.
Yeah, I think, look, we're all going to be wearing these Cags t-shirts from Raygun. It says Cags. He knows we're coming.
Yeah.
He is aware that we are en route.
Oh, he is? Okay.
So Jack Caglione knows we will be, we've talked to
also
his people.
Also known as the
PR staff of Northwest Arkansas. Thanks to Sean over there. They are aware of our pending presence. But yeah, if you want to come join us, we got 220 people at least.
So you guys didn't want to wait until actual Northwest Arkansas? You just want to go to Springfield?
So behind the curtain, we go to a wedding next week. There was a little bit of scheduling stuff where we're like, ooh, it's going to be dicey. And we saw some dates in June that looked nice, but we weren't sure enough he'd be in AA in June.
That's true.
Didn't want to risk it. So we ended up settling into Springfield's a slightly shorter drive.
Yeah. I know.
Close for everybody, so we'll just head to a road game and take over their stadium instead.
Rob was in discussions of going down. They got two, in minor league down, they got like 6-day home.
Yeah, Rob they play 6 games and are always off on Mondays. It's crazy.
The same team. Just I could only imagine having to, like, in their case, play the Tulsa Drillers 6 times in a row. You're just like, my gosh.
I'd be sick of looking at that team.
Oh, I mean, when I worked in Tulsa, I was just like, who are they playing today? Let me guess, Springfield? Yep.
Batting for the next 5 days.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I feel bad they got to spend 6 days in Springfield. And that's somebody who's saying that who spent 4 years
man,
in there.
You're trashing Springfield. You're former.
No, I'm just happy to be home.
Keep it up. Keep
I'm just happy to be home, man. All right. I'm just glad to be back
I
in the Kansas City Metro.
I went to Springfield once. And the fact that Missouri State's about to be on the same level football wise with like the SEC and everything. I mean, I know it's Conference USA, but like, the fact that they can now like play these play for pay games as a FBS team, you're just like, wait, what?
Harold, don't feed into the delusion.
Missouri State?
The people of Springfield have this
Southwest
horrendous little brother complex that Missouri State somehow believes that they are in any way, shape, or form on the same level as Mizzou. I heard it every day. That they have,
that's a further gap than the normal ones like, we hear delusion on.
They're going to be in Conference USA playing New Mexico State on a Wednesday on the CBS Sports Network.
I don't get it. They were doing it when they were playing in the FCS, my guy.
Have fun going to Lynchburg, Virginia.
It was
crazy,
bro.
They're
going to
be playing Delaware. They're gonna be making trips to Newark, Delaware.
Dude, that Thursday night game against Liberty is gonna be a hot ticket.
But that's where they're going.
Delaware.
They're gonna be but Delaware's in Conference USA now. Conference USA is like
the two new
schools. There's 136 teams in FBS, and Conference USA is like Liberty. And like all the teams, 128 through 136.
It's correct.
That's exactly what it is right now.
So UMKC when
UTEP.
When I was there,
like
at
Western
college,
Kentucky's the other team. Yeah. It's like kind of good sometimes.
The Hilltoppers.
When I was at UMKC while I was covering college sports, they switched to the WAC.
Yeah.
And the WAC at that time still had some like, you're like, wow, the WAC. Mm-hmm. And then you started to see when they were like having to reshuffle who was left in the WAC. And you're like, this ain't the WAC.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure UMKC is having a lot of fun making trips to Utah Valley and Seattle U.
The WAC was
and
great
like,
when
let's
conference
go back to
realignment. More than NIL, conference realignment wrecked college sports. Like, they keep blaming the kids. Like, somehow that's it.
The
kids are the last big of the problem.
Yeah, it was the beginning of, like, where we're at right now.
The WAC was great when Hawaii was good and Colt Brennan was, like, the best quarterback in the country.
Yeah. Dude, the WAC used to be a proud basketball conference, but they all left for the Missouri Valley and other conferences that were better.
The WAC was, like, the original super conference because you remember it was, like, Tulsa and La Tech and Hawaii and then all the Mountain West guys. Yeah, that's a good team,
They don't.
How do we get from that Royals to that? But anyway.
I don't know. Yeah, we just go down certain roads.
That's
you know,
true.
It just depends a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
All that to say, Vinny Pascal, Old Dominion. And that is what now? Is that Sunbelt now?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Harold.
How do you know that?
That's Sunbelt now.
East.
The Monarchs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Correct.
But they used to be Conference USA.
Okay.
Because Old Dominion would play Tulsa, and everybody was like. Because
you worked in Tulsa for a while.
Why is Tulsa, Oklahoma, playing a team from Norfolk, Virginia? On a Thursday.
Yeah, Conference USA
made
is
no
just
Conference USA is just like
they're that league that they bring on whoever comes from FCS up to FBS. Conference USA brings them in, and then in 3 or 4 years, when they have one good year, okay, we're gonna leap and we're gonna go to the Sun Belt, or we're gonna go to the American or whatever, and then we're looking to whoever's next.
We should apologize to all the Bears fans right now. I feel bad for Missouri.
I didn't say anything about Missouri State. No. I just said I didn't realize they had a little brother complex.
We kind of are.
I thought they kind of knew their place. You know, I kind of thought they like. I thought
I
everyone knew Missouri State wasn't on Missouri's level. I didn't think that was that crazy of a notion.
For all the Missouri State fans out there, 249 miles of college football podcast will feature the Missouri State Bears throughout the college football season.
Oh, Drew, I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
Tune in.
You've included them?
I'm going to include them because I feel bad for them. Because, again, I root for the Bengals that everybody makes fun of.
Pity talk.
I root for teams that people don't like. So I'm going to root for...
Yeah, but Missouri
State fans don't like Missouri State football. Go to a game at Plaster Stadium. I'm telling you, it's a 15,000 seat stadium, and they'll
Bobby
get 6,000.
You don't like Bobby Petrino?
Listen,
do you hate them?
I went to more games than Missouri State students went to. I went to more games than my wife did, and my wife was a student at Missouri State.
You didn't like when they played Youngstown State?
Dude, I went to the South Dakota State game a couple of years ago. Missouri State was a top five team in the country. FCS. South Dakota State was the number one team in the country. This was before they won their first national championship. At halftime, the entire student section left. The students have half the field for their seating. They left at halftime to go pregame before they went to the bars that night. They don't stay.
Damn.
Nobody stays and goes to these games,
bars.
You got a Springfield bar suggestion for us? We're going out after the game tomorrow.
By the way, my bar suggestion is out of the works. Apparently,
it closed up?
It closed at the end of January, right after I left. My favorite bar in Springfield closed.
My suggestion to you is go to Springfield and then maybe drive back that night.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing.
Right. So that was my original plan, but then I decided.
It's like two and a half hours.
I probably get.
Like, you can make it back that night.
I probably get eight nights.
Come on.
So this is
That's
the thing.
What I'm doing.
I probably get 8 nights a year.
Yeah.
With no, like,
wait,
no
you mean
kid,
to tell me you get
no
eight
wife,
nights a year?
No.
And one of the 12.5%
of
that is going to be spring.
Sadly. Then I might as well go out. I've already paid for the hotel. Life is life.
What do you guys have against
Missouri? I might as well earn it at this point.
Is Springfield that bad? Is it really? I've never been to Springfield.
No, I haven't been to Springfield in a long time.
It's not that bad.
It's a city.
It's a good spot.
It's a city.
Yeah, it's a city. It's 200,000 plus people. There's stuff to go out and do. It's fine. I'm just giving it a hard time because I lived there for so long.
Don't drive east of Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
Don't drive east.
But for safety reasons?
Dog. Well, for me, 40. Especially safety reasons.
44 East Jeez. Can be Fair a little enough. Bit wild. Yeah. Yeah, and I would say avoid the north side of town. Anything north
yeah,
that, of...
Yeah.
Is that where the stadium is?
No. There's certain okay. things...
Stadium's yeah, downtown.
There's certain parts of Springfield I should not be going to. Like, I specifically should not be going to.
North side... You'd be shocked at the fact... And this is a fun fact for you. Springfield, Missouri has a higher violent crime rate than St. Louis does.
Oh, okay.
That is not a joke. It is a top five most violent city in America. I know that as a former. Yes, I know that as a former
oh, yeah.
or top 10, top five. Yeah, as a former assistant
yeah,
news that's... director and news writer, cover
it's
a lot
great.
Of crime in Springfield,
it's
baby.
Not great.
Good to know, Jeez. I guess.
So
enjoy
go
it.
Come back home.
Nothing bad. I already got the hotel. I'm
I
already
lived
like
there
committed.
4 years. Nothing bad ever happened to me. You guys will be fine for a night.
What hotel are you at?
I'm coming back home, so I feel much better now about coming back home. The same night.
They have a bar, though. Yeah, they
feel much better.
Stay there to drink.
Actually, go to the liquor store beforehand. Just start pouring up in the room.
For those who are coming, 96.5thefan.com. If you want to get a ticket, like I said, 220 people heading down to watch Cags play baseball. It's going to be an awesome time, I think, down there. We're going to have a good time. I have a small affinity in my heart for Springfield for one reason, and that is after high school, a friend of mine was like determined to start a record label. Mm. And so he had saved tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars. And we went all through Southeast Missouri and different parts of Missouri to try to like find a band. The band we first signed that I helped him sign and write the contract for was out of Springfield, Missouri. I don't even know if they're banned anymore. I couldn't tell you. I still have probably one of the very few albums we ever pressed.
You know what always got
we
me,
made 1,000 albums.
So from a TV...
There's 1,000 of those CDs floating around somewhere in this world. Their name's Playing With Matches. I don't know if they exist anymore.
From a TV perspective, though, it always amazed me how Joplin and Springfield are two separate TV markets.
Yeah, I never got that
never
either.
Never got that, but that's just...
We had an album release party
by
in Springfield.
It's it's like an hour
it's
away.
It's an hour different. It's literally 50 miles.
Well, it's like, St. Joe, because like, everybody was talking about Noah Cameron being like, yeah, he's a Kansas City area pitcher. And I'm like, well, even in the TV world, St. Joe is like a separate TV market from Kansas City.
Yeah. I would never have considered him a Kansas City area kid being from St. Joe.
Well, they were also considering Topeka kids from Kansas City area.
I think it's like
that's
Metro.
Definitely not either.
What, in fairness, like we say that, but if you were in any other Metroplex, like do you know how many people claim Dallas? You'd be an hour and a half outside of Dallas and they're claiming it. So St. Joe doesn't seem that crazy to me.
No, it doesn't. I'm just saying like by letter of the law, we're thinking like, oh, that's not the same market. Like it's St. Joe's home.
Text is really full of stuff. It's all over the place. One person saying Springfield is nice if you like math, and then another person calling Logan a dumbass with no clue what he's talking about.
That's
another people telling us that, have you guys watched Cops? That's Greene County. It's apparently
where Correct. So, that is not a joke.
So I got no idea what we're
for
on Saturday.
In Greene County. The guy who called me a dumbass, that's a 417 area code. That is Southwest Missouri. That's So that's somebody from Springfield trying to defend the hometown.
I
can respect it.
What is your Springfield list? Listenership, like, do we know? Like,
I don't know if the new FM signal gets all the way down to Springfield
what
or not.
If, like, all of a sudden, like, you know, 5,000 people from Springfield just decided I'm going to listen to Cody and Gold today.
It'd be a tough day for them on this show.
tough day for me.
Tough day for them to just be sitting in on this show for half a second.
A bunch of American Gothic paintings just staring at you, like, outside the door.
I can't believe there are somehow two people in the text line who remember that band Playing With Matches. They were
Finnegan's
under the album that the record label that I was a firm part of.
There you go.
So no big deal.
Royalty check.
I don't think we're getting it anymore. You know, next time, you know what? I got to get their rights. We can't play licensed music. Yeah. There's no way. Actually, no way that music's licensed. And if it's licensed, it's by the friend of mine. They had to sign a contract.
That's great.
At some point, I partially own the rights to that music. What do we think? Think time's expired on that?
I mean, if you're written into the agreement, if your name's in there.
What about the Pasquantino track? Do you own the licensing of that?
No. You know, the parody's usually covered under, you know how this works. You usually get a little bit of leeway on parody.
I mean, you're getting close to the whole album.
Basically. Oh, I think for the Cody and Gold Garage show, one of the items I'm working on is I'm going to press, just like the Wu-Tang album, that awful pharma guy.
You do not.
I'm just pointing out one thing they did. I'm going to press a single album available for the Cody and Gold Garage show.
The man just said Wu-Tang Clan and Cody Tapp in the same sentence. How dare you?
I'm just pointing out the time they pressed a single album.
The RZA, the GZA, Inspector Deck. Come on, man.
I do love Wu-Tang, but yeah. I don't think I'm quite musically on the
level. So are you Method Man in this group?
Does Cash rule everything around you?
I was just pointing out that they once pressed a single album. Then that awful guy bought. Remember, it was that Martin Shkreli dude. The guy who like upcharged people for like diabetes medicine or something. God. Nobody remember that story? It's like a huge story.
Yeah, no, I remember it. The Royals are doing good. Please watch them on Fox 4 tomorrow on Saturday. There's our Royals talk for
today. There you go. Yeah, definitely watch the Royals on Fox 4 since they're available, as you mentioned, baseball. Harold, thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Eric, thank you for coming.
For the call.
Check out Parisi Coffee. Yeah. Check out their specialty cocktails. We had a great time drinking. They were all really, really, really good. Thanks to Logan for filling in. So Alex could go pick up $10,000, I guess,
so
from the mail.
Or more. Springfield for
just so we could take on Springfield take for the rest of the show. I wasn't planning on it.
I'm going to pay for that one, I'm sure.
Carrington's at the Kentucky Derby today, so it'll be Jay Binkley for the next 3 hours before handling it off for Royals pregame. So Jay Binkley in the drive coming up next.